Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has decided to skip a major conservative political conference outside Washington. He was scheduled to speak to the Conservative Political Action Conference later today, but said on Twitter that he would not attend. Campaigning in Michigan, Trump continued his sharp criticism of his opponents, such as Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
You know that in Florida, they hate little Marco Rubio so much. Still. Because of the fact that he never votes, he never shows up to vote.
Republican National Committee Chairman Rance Priebus told the conference the nominee of the party will have the full support of the party. Meanwhile, at the same conference, retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson officially ended his campaign for president. Allegations of sexual abuse by United Nations peacekeepers and staff rose in 2015, despite the institution's zero-tolerance policy of misconduct such as this. According to a new report from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, there were 99 such allegations last year, compared to 80 in 2014. UN has instituted remedies for victims, including financial compensation and mechanisms to assist the encourage the victims to report allegations. The Diffa region of eastern Niger is host to hundreds of thousands of people forced from their homes. There are makeshift camps everywhere. Refugees from Nigeria living next to people from Niger. They have one thing in common. They fear Boko Haram. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency is proposing a plan to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. The move comes ahead of a European Union ministerial meeting with Turkey in Brussels next week. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says the situation could be largely resolved if European nations would implement a plan they agreed to last year for the fair and equitable relocation of refugees. Fleming says most of the countries are unwilling to face up to their responsibilities as only 603 people have been relocated.
It's not fair that Greece and Italy have to take on all of the people who are arriving and all that that entails. And it's not fair that Austria, Germany, and Sweden, for on behalf of all of Europe, have to take the burden of all the refugees who are arriving.
The UNHCR is proposing a six-part plan to EU member states to manage and stabilize the refugee situation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A senior Afghan diplomat says he remains optimistic that peace talks with the Taliban will start within days, dismissing speculation by some officials that they will be delayed. Afghan ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Omar Sakilwal, told VOA Friday there is a lot happening in the background to get the talks underway. The United States has deployed an aircraft carrier and several escorts to the South China Sea in an apparent show of force to China, China claiming most of the entire South China Sea. The United States has accused Beijing of militarizing the region as it tries to contest territorial claims by other nations. U.S. economy had a strong net gain of 242,000 jobs last month, and as Mel Arcega reports, the Labor Department in Washington says the unemployment rate held steady in February at an eight-year low of 4.9%.
For job recruiters and those looking for work, February was a good month. Job search site Indeed.com says employer demand spiked. While many of the new jobs were in construction and healthcare, the largest gains were in lower-paying jobs in retail and food services. The mining and energy sectors shed jobs, and wages fell slightly. The new employment numbers suggest the job market has room to grow. Indeed.com, which sees about 180 million visitors each week, says for those looking for work or thinking of a career change, there's never been a better time. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
And scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration here in Washington think they may have spotted a new species of octopus. The discovery came February 27th off Neckler Island in the Hawaiian Islands in water just over 4,000 meters deep.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. That's what we serve up every week here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host. We're investigating big band jazz this week. That's right. We do offer up the best of jazz from the past as well as the present and play those songs oftentimes back to back. And that's exactly what we're going to do on this edition of Jazz America as we investigate big band. Yes, the big band sound happened back in the early part of the 20th century and through the middle part of the 20th century, and it's carried on even to today for a number of reasons. First off, with jazz education, many of the young performers work in large ensembles in their classroom situation. A big band or a large ensemble is oftentimes how they learn their lessons. Well, they carry on because they like the sound of that big band, and audiences like that big sound as well. We're happy to give you a taste of some of the music from the past as well as the present. And I got this idea because, well, if you listen to Jazz America, you may remember that from time to time, I'll celebrate a jazz birthday. I was looking at a list of jazz musicians with birthdays in the month of February and March, and I found that two of the greats of big band jazz, Jimmy Dorsey and Glenn Miller, were both born in the same year, 1904, and one day apart. Glenn Miller on the 1st of March, and Jimmy Dorsey of the famous Dorsey Brothers, his brother Tommy, another fantastic musician in the big band era. He was born on February 29th. Let's begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with Jimmy Dorsey, the birthday boy on the 29th of February in 1904, with his version of the classic song, I'm Just Wild About Harry. And we'll follow that with some modern big band here on VOA's Jazz America.
heart is jumping when it's twice as more than gay. Say that things are jumping, leaves no single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear somebody shout. This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come on, captain, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano thumping, dance is bumping. Come on, captain, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
And new coming together in the songs of Fats Waller. That is Jason Moran, the great pianist, with Michelle Indighiello on the vocals with their remake for the 21st century with electrification of The Joint is Jumpin'. That's from Jason Moran's wonderful release, All Rise, a Joyful Elegy for Fats Waller. We're investigating the big band sound.
past and present, on this edition of Jazz America. And now I want to share with you one of the last conversations I ever had with the late, great keyboardist, composer, band leader, award winner, and musical visionary Joe Zawinul, the leader of Weather Report. He learned his lessons well playing in straight-ahead jazz bands with Cannonball Adderley and others before striking out on his own. And then, down through the years after his work with Weather Report, he started working with various other groups, including the great big band from Europe, the WDR Big Band. He created the wonderful project called Brown Street, and I talked with him about that project. Here's that conversation followed by some of that music, some more modern big band coming your way, featuring Joe Zawinul here on VOA's Jazz America.
I invited the WDR band. They wanted to play my music, and we did it in 1988 once. So I got acquainted with them, and they can really play, man. They've been together for 25 years,
doubt.
You know. And so we did one production for some of my tunes, and I said, you know, you have to work with them, man. They're German. You know, and nothing wrong with being German, but there's something in their language, there's something in their way, in their behavioral music way, which is a little tight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I got that tightness out of them in a hurry, man. I rehearsed with them, and I was really tough on them and with them. It is called Brown Street.
Yes.
And it's a fantastic record, I can only tell you that, man, with the WDR band, with Victor Bailey on bass, Alex Acuna percussion, and Nathaniel Townsley on drums. And
some of your old former bandmates in Weather Report.
Must have them. Must have.
So they can be close to the original source.
Yes.
To take those songs and turn them into big band
and it's,
charts is
always
great.
Adapted. Vince Mendoza is wonderful.
Oh, he's a great arranger.
Yeah, but he didn't arrange it. He orchestrated it. He took it note for note. My arrangement from Weather Report. And then you really hear the composition. It's very interesting how more powerful this actually is. Not because so much of the sound is big, but the colors are so intense.
Wow.
You hear all the little lines on the remark you made, all those side lines I had played on the synth, you know?
Just the little touches. But they're all there in full volume.
And there you hear them as main sources or main melodies. It's really nice.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Joe,
my friend,
thank you so much.
Man.
I know you do.
Thank you. Happy to be in New York.
Once again,
God bless you all.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
with the famous German orchestra, the WDR Big Band, joining him at his own club in Vienna, Austria, called Birdland. That is the legendary Joe Zawinul and the song Brown Street. We heard earlier, The Joint is Jumpin', the Fats Waller tune. Now let's enjoy The Jeep is Jumpin'. Here's the legendary Duke Ellington on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, this show is jumping now because we just gave you the Jeep is jumping, the great Duke Ellington. We're giving you the best of big band jazz, past and present, on this edition of Jazz America. I've got more coming up. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear two songs from 1937 and in the middle, a modern piece of electric big band. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, and it comes from Michael Bayou from Ethiopia. And he writes, "Hi, this is Michael from Ethiopia and listening on one of our FM stations called Shager FM and loving these times, especially the Saturdays are very lovely. God bless you." And Michael also, after I wrote to him, wrote back to say, "I also would like to have the jazz history. I really want to know the whole history and I'm hoping to get it from you, sir. Have a super Saturday." Well, whatever day you may be listening to Jazz America, thank you very much for listening, folks around the world. And to you, Michael Bayou, I have sent the history of jazz. I put together a simple one-page history of how jazz has evolved from its very beginning over 100 years ago and all the different changes and facets of jazz. Just a very brief history with the evolutionary changes and some of the most important people. So if you'd like to have that, just write to me at jazzamerica@voanews.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you, just as I did to Michael Bayou in Ethiopia. And now let's return to the heyday of the big band jazz era from 1937, Billie Holiday and her orchestra with the song entitled Without Your Love on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. some new electric big band, the song Splatch, from the album American Experience, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra with Mike Stern, their guest guitarist on that song, originally recorded and made famous by Miles Davis, turned into modern big band for the 21st century. And now back to the 20th century and back to the year 1937. Here's Jimmy Lunsford and a song that's indicative of the power of swing music. It's called For Dancers Only, because you can't listen to this rhythm and not move some part of your body, right? You can just see those dancers on the dance floor enjoying themselves listening to Jimmy Lunsford's band playing the song For Dancers Only. We're investigating big band past and present on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here. Certainly hope you've been enjoying hearing all the music and comparing the 20th century jazz and the 21st century big band jazz. One of the purveyors of this music is the award-winning arranger and composer from Canada originally, who's been making Brooklyn in New York City his home for a while now. He's Darcy James Argue. I had a chance to speak with him about the modern big band movement. We'll hear his thoughts and then his music here on Jazz America.
You know, a lot of people would probably say that your music is part of what has been a movement in jazz for almost the last decade, and that is a new big band movement, if you will. And the way it's manifested itself quite often has been with artists like Joe Zawinul and the Brecker Brothers, and even Maceo Parker working with the WDR big band in Europe, and Kurt Rosenwinkel working with the band from Portugal, OJM, and John Schofield and Vince Mendoza and Metropole Orchestra and others. Now, those cases are small band music, songs originally written for small groups being turned into big bands. Yours is nothing like that whatsoever. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, the music that I write for Secret Society is conceived from the beginning as a larger work and a composition designed to take advantages, to take full advantage of the possibilities of writing for a large ensemble. And, you know, I think that really comes from my study with the trombonist and composer Bob Brookmeyer, mm-hmm. who's someone who, you know, is really able to work with large-scale forms and to create, like, a really compelling musical narrative that isn't constrained to a more sort of a song form kind of writing. And I love songs, and I love, you know, song form stuff, but I feel like other people have that covered, and when you're working with a big band, one of the exciting possibilities about that is that you have the ability to structure a large-scale narrative. You have the ability to use a much expanded color palette. You have the ability to kind of create musical effects that feel more like they're influenced by studio production than would be the case in a small jazz group. So I can try and sort of incorporate some of the things I might like about, you know, what Brian Eno did on records by David Bowie or the Talking Heads, and to try and bring in elements of that into our live show in a way that I couldn't if we had fewer instruments at our disposal.
From his album Infernal Machines, here's Darcy James Argue in the song Transit on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
From Darcy James Argue to some classic jazz from 1932, here's Benny Moten with Moten Swing. I'd say that we certainly fulfilled our weekly promise of giving you the best of jazz, past and present, on this edition of Jazz America, and we closed things out with Moten Swing from 1932. That's about as far back as we can go. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. This is Russ Davis. Join me on the next edition of Jazz America, and we'll celebrate two of the great jazz vocalists around today, both celebrating birthdays in the beginning of the month of March. We'll hear from Al Jarreau, born the 12th of March, 1940, and Bobby McFerrin, born March the 10th in 1950. We'll get the thoughts of these two great vocalists and hear some of their wonderful music on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?